Track 6, Social Club Reunion, Great Success. Newton Abbott Post Office Sports and Social Club began in the 1970s. A reunion of past members has been described as a great success by the organisers. Organised by Julie Holmes, the reunion was held at the town's Constitutional Club in January. Julie said the evening was a great success with lots of former members attending. It was fantastic to see so many friends reunited. More than £500 was raised for the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity, and plans for a second social evening are already in the works for Saturday, June the 20th. Located at the former Royal Mail Sorting Office in High Week Street, the club boasted 120 postal staff members, BT members, and 500 associates during its final years in the early 2000s.
Air Ambulance Charity boosting CPR confidence. The Devon Air Ambulance are confronting the stigma that leaves women less likely to receive CPR by introducing new female training mannequins into training sessions. Women are approximately 27% less likely to receive CPR from a bystander than men. This is often because people feel unsure or worried about inappropriate contact. And that's a barrier Devon Air Ambulance wants to help dismantle. The charity's community engagement team is introducing female CPR training mannequins into training sessions across Devon. These mannequins help start open, honest conversation about dignity, respect, and correct defibrillator pad placements, giving people the knowledge and reassurance they need to act without hesitation in an emergency. Remember, in a cardiac arrest, every second counts. Operations manager and Devon Air Ambulance clinician Rhiannon Roderick said, "We want our communities to feel confident to act fast and take action to help save a life, remembering that doing something is always better than doing nothing. By making female mannequins a normal part of CPR training, Devon Air Ambulance hope to tackle the fear and uncertainty that can delay life-saving treatment. With continued support, the charity aim to increase the availability of female training mannequins used in our sessions, strengthening the life-saving education we provide across our communities." The charity undertook more than 2,000 missions last year, providing critical care in emergencies day and night. It attended 2,125 land and air missions across Devon and neighbouring counties in 2025.
Safety checks planned for Ashburton. Residents in Ashburton will be receiving safety checks at their homes from National Grid. National Grid Electricity Distribution, NGED, is visiting properties as part of a safety inspection programme. Domestic and small business customers will receive visits from NGED-approved contractors to check service termination points outside properties are working as they should. The service termination point, also known as a cutout, is where the main incoming electricity service cable and fuse is situated, in many cases close to the electricity meter. For most modern properties built since the 1980s, the cutout is situated in the meter cabinet outside, although it can be located within the property. Inspectors will visually inspect NGED and energy suppliers' equipment and record basic details. No disassembly work will be carried out and customers' power supplies will not be interrupted. National Grid has an Ofgem licence obligation to carry out asset inspections to ensure cutouts at low voltage metered properties are operating safely. In the unlikely event of a defect cutout being found, engineers will be sent to carry out repairs at no cost to the customer. Visits will also be an opportunity to confirm what types of low-carbon technologies are connected to the network, for example, electric vehicle chargers and solar panels, to help planning for future load growth on the network and enable LCT items to be connected quicker in the future.
Residents face precept rise for improved services. King Stainton residents living in a Band D property will pay an extra £1.11 a week as the Town Council approves its 26-27 budget. King Stainton Town Council approved its budget for the forthcoming year at £695,552. This year, the council will invest in local facilities, community safety and culture. Projects include acquiring the fountain toilet block from Teignbridge District Council and improving the current facilities, improving and adding to the town's CCTV, introducing new vehicle-activated speed signs to local hotspots, £52,000 in community grants to support local groups, and maintaining the budget for year-round events programmes. While Mayor Councillor Dave Ripping recognised that any increases in the precept for King Stainton would be unwelcome, having followed 2 years of very modest increases, the council now has opportunities to improve the facilities and services in the town. Councillor Ripping said, "As part of the local government review, we've taken the opportunity to acquire and improve the fountain toilet block for the community. It has long needed a refresh, and we will be maintaining this facility on an ongoing basis. We'll also be looking to improve the safety in our community with new speeding signs and more better CCTV cameras in more locations. Over the past 2 years, we've had to draw on our reserves to cover essential running costs. We now need to begin rebuilding those reserves. Our responsibility is to ensure King Stainton Town Council remains financially secure and able to provide the services our community relies on."
A new programme launching across Devon aims to expand access to inclusive leisure and physical activity opportunities for young people with special educational needs and disabilities, known as SEND. Active Devon has been appointed by Devon County Council to lead this work, placing the voices and lived experiences of children and young people with SEND at the heart of the change. The programme will support physical activity and leisure providers across the county to better understand the barriers faced by children and young people with SEND and make tangible improvements that create welcoming, inclusive environments where every young person feels confident, connected and able to take part. Councillor Richard Jeffries, Devon County Council's lead member for Children's Services, said, "The early collaboration we carried out in 2025 with children, young people and their families made it absolutely clear that inclusive access to sport, leisure and community activity is really important to them. They told us what helps them feel welcomed, what gets in the way and what needs to change. This program builds directly on that work, ensuring their insight continues to drive improvement across the mainstream providers. We are proud to see their voices shaping a countrywide approach that gives every young person the chance to take part, belong and thrive."